Hello everyone, this is V. Niklesh Rao of Team Atharvana from Visakhapatnam, located in Andhra Pradesh, India. Today I will be speaking about surface tension. To understand surface tension, we could look at several everyday examples, like a water drop is spherical in shape. Similarly, a sponge absorbs water when we keep it in a water surface. And also, oil and water do not mix. So why does these phenomena occur? These phenomena occur due to an intrinsic property or an internal property of liquids known as surface tension. Consider a man who is standing on the surface of a cliff. He tries to pull a load along the vertical side of the cliff by holding a rope over a pulley, and he walks on the surface of the cliff parallel to the surface that he is standing on. So the load tries to fall down due to the gravitational pull of the earth, but the man prevents the falling down of the load by pulling on the rope by walking away from the edge of the cliff on the surface. Similarly, now consider the liquid. In a liquid, the molecules are existed both in... Now consider a liquid. The molecules in the liquid exist at both the surface as well as the bulk of the liquid. The molecules in the bulk of the liquid try to pull the surface molecules towards the bulk of the liquid. Similarly, the other molecules that are present neighboring to the molecule at the surface try to pull the molecule along the surface, that is parallel to the surface. So this may be defined as surface tension. Surface tension is technically defined as the force per unit length applied parallel to the surface on a molecule to prevent it from moving into the bulk of the liquid. That is the force required to counterbalance the net inward pull. If the same phenomena occurs when two liquids which are immiscible are taken together, that is there develops an interfacial tension between the two surfaces of the liquids that are in contact. Now, the surface tension is a very significant phenomena when we consider pharmaceutical products as well as in biological system. The most significant biological phenomena observed with surface tension is the lung surfactant. Usually when a baby is born, his lungs are compact and compressed like they are two masses in the fetus. When the baby is born, he takes his first breath and the lungs attain their shape when the first breath enters his lungs. So there exists a natural surfactant called lung surfactant, which is made up of a combination of several phospholipids. It prevents the alveoli from collapsing again after his first breath. Usually this surfactant is synthesized during the early pasteurization phases. So in some certain individuals, the mother is unable to synthesize this lung surfactant. So in infants that are born with such defects, they suffer from a syndrome called as respiratory distress syndrome. And in such infants, the lung surfactant is meager or it is not produced at all. Such infants are treated with an artificial lung surfactant, usually obtained from the calves. Surface tension plays a significant role in the formulation of dosage forms, that is biphasic dosage forms like suspensions and emulsions, because in these formulations there are two different phases that are immiscible with each other, and we try to homogenize, that is we make the two immiscible phases to mix with each other, that is by lowering the surface tension or interfacial tension that exists between the two phases. We can achieve this by adding another ingredient called surfactant. A surfactant is simply an agent which decreases the surface tension. So it may be concluded that surface tension is a very important and significant factor both in biological process as well as in the formulation of pharmaceutical dosage forms. Thank you.